Paul said this, made this interesting comment in verse 12. He said, I will keep on doing what I am doing in order to cut the ground from under them. Now listen, that's serious. If you've got someone in public ministry and the church acknowledge, you know, churches acknowledge them and think these are great, these are apostles, these are our leaders. But someone like Paul says, it's evil. And he says, I will keep on doing what I am doing to cut the ground from under them. I mean, that's a huge step. Fortunately, most of us never have to think about doing a thing like that, because that is scary ground. But Paul was an apostle of huge grace, of huge authority, of such revelation, of such, you know, such a walk with the Lord. He could exercise such an authority. But nevertheless, the local church must discern the difference and choose who to follow and who not to follow. So very important. Well, anyway, there's Paul's blunt definition: false apostles, deceitful workmen, masquerading, and servants of Satan. Strong words. But he says something even stronger. We go to verse 20. He says, you put up with anyone. He's talking to the church again now. You put up with anyone who enslaves you or exploits you or takes advantage of you or pushes himself forward or slaps you in the face. This is, by implication, what these people were subtly doing. No one's saying they're doing it overtly. So what we're saying is when you get counterfeit apostles, they weren't appointed by the Lord, what's the end result? Even if it's subtle, it's still the end result. Churches become enslaved, exploited, advantages taking of them. These kind of leaders push themselves forward and push others around. They're all the things that are listed right there. Now Paul, having said all that, goes on to say something very interesting. He says, look, others are boasting, because he's just made it very obvious they were commending themselves. There were many references here that made it obvious. He says, all right, they're boasting. I'll do a little boasting of my own. And he starts off trying to do this, but he ends up with this position. I'll read you the verse. Oh, well, that was the opening statement, verse 18. Since many are boasting in the way the world does, I too will boast. But here's where he ends up. We go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. He says, I must go on boasting, although there is nothing to be gained. And he tells a story about someone he knew with revelations and caught up to heaven, but he was actually talking about himself in the third person. Just couldn't bring himself to tell the story in the first person. And he ends with this position. Now, this is the most interesting thing. He says, I'll boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself, except about my weaknesses. And he goes on to talk about his struggles and his problems. And he talked about his thorn in the flesh. This is where we get this famous passage where Paul describes this thorn in the flesh that the Lord had given him because of the extent of his revelation. He ended up with this huge problem in the body. And he pleaded with the Lord to take it away, but the Lord said, my power is made perfect in weakness. My grace is sufficient for you because my power is made perfect in weakness. And so Paul says, I'll not boast except in my weaknesses. Now, all of this taken together, dear friends, makes one contrasting note between counterfeit apostles and real apostles very, very clear. The counterfeit apostle tends to glory in their accomplishments. That is, they commend themselves, or if not exactly that, they rejoice in what they accomplish. They boast in accomplishments. But the genuine apostle boasts in weaknesses. There's a complete difference of spirit. In the book I've written, The City Gate, there's a number of places in this book I want to refer you to tonight. On page 148 and 149, this is the final chapter of the book, chapter 8, and I have a part of this chapter where I take up the issue of false apostles. And this is relevant to today. This is not discussion of false apostles in Paul's age, but in our age. We happen to live at that time where the Lord is restoring apostles and apostolic grace to the church. And so we happen to have in this day and age a current problem. And our current problem is that many people are thinking that they are apostles when they are not. And I'd like to spend a couple of moments and analyze why this is so, why this occurs. And I refer you to these two pages here, page 148, 149. And what happens is a grace has been released for apostles to rise in the body of Christ. There's a lot of teaching goes out. It becomes the flavor of the month. And I'm not now talking about the lunatic fringe of the church. You know, there's always been a few crazies that come and go and claim great things for themselves. It's very obvious. And we're not talking about that. But what happens is within the church, you will have people who are in the fivefold ministry. They are gifted. They do good work. They have strength. They've built larger ministries. And so it's very easy in a day when the current talk is, oh, apostles are rising and the Lord's appointing apostles, for people to assume that existing strong leaders must therefore be apostles. That anybody that's got a successful work, anybody that leads large numbers of people, anybody that has strong gifts, anybody in whom, you know, there's spiritual authority or leadership giftedness, oh, they must be an apostle. And it's not hard for people around them, you know, to lift them up and say, oh, no, you must be an apostle. And so you end up with people using really fleshly or natural means to identify or to appoint apostles. And a lot of this has gone on. So there are many people in the world today who style themselves as apostles, but they're not apostles. And there are many that other people say, oh, no, he's a great apostle, but they're not apostles. What you have in those cases is people who are very successful as prophets or pastors or teachers, and that's what they were called to be, and that's what they're meant to be. Let me make a pitch for a very important truth. Christ appoints a fivefold ministry. From his ascension, he purposely appoints to the church pastors and teachers and prophets and the like, and we need them all. And in the world, the church needs great pastors. And some pastors will build very large works, large congregations, be very successful in providing leadership to vast ministries, and the training of other pastors and all those kinds of things. But this does not make them an apostle. In fact, there will be pastors in this world who have larger ministries than apostles do. And it's entirely right. At the same time, teachers. The church must have teachers. Christ appoints teachers. And teachers will arise who have national influence and international influence, whose books will go across the globe. They have a very important ministry to the body of Christ, but they're not apostles. And they should not try to make themselves apostles, and the church should not try to make them apostles, because something goes badly wrong when you do. And likewise, prophets. The Lord will raise great prophets, and some of these will have international impact, bring the word of the Lord to nations, but they're not apostles. There is a unique place for apostles, and only those so-called, so appointed by the Lord Jesus carry the specific grace that when brought into the mixture causes everything else to click together and be whole and be one. And it's the apostles who provide the real government and the real authoritative and representative leadership of the Lord Jesus to all the rest. It's a hugely important role, but it must not be displaced or replaced by other graces and anointings, all of which are equally needed. But that is happening. Now, to some degree, we can understand it because it's new, and whenever something is new, there is a grace, a special grace from the Lord that enables the church to explore it, to discover it, to work it out. And so you can get a whole lot of this kind of running ahead of God almost, but there's a season in which He's allowing it. It's got to be learned about. It's got to be explored. Mistakes will be made. But in the end, it's all going to come out in the wash, because we will be approaching a time very shortly when all of this starts to get cleaned up. Because it's holy ground. I remember from my youth up the sense in churches in which anything to do with apostolic authority, apostolic ministry, the role of an apostle, this was holy, holy ground, and you did not step onto that ground. No, rather, you lived in fear of God, holy, holy fear. Only the Lord can bring someone onto that ground and safely. There are very important reasons why the Lord must do so. Meanwhile, we should be in fear and trembling at the word of God and huge humility with respect to what the Lord is doing amongst us and wants to do. So we're in this transitional period where, first of all, many will make a mistake and run ahead of this thing, and we have that, people proclaiming they're apostles, but they're not. I think, still in this day, most apostles, 90% or more of the people that the Lord is raising as apostles, are hidden. They're in small places, they're being tested and proved, and they're learning. And so most apostles in the world today, I do not even think are in a prominent place and known. I think some are. But there's another effect in this transitional period that causes some people to think that they're apostles when they're not, and it's this. I think we're living in the time of a forerunner generation. Apostles are coming, and really great apostles are coming. But in the present day, there will be many people in key leadership who have a vision for it, are meant to teach for it, prepare the church, are meant to open the way for it, but they're a transitional generation. They're not actually apostles, but forerunners to apostles. Only the Lord fully understands all the working out of that. But I do have to say that all of these things are some form of false apostle when it's taken too far and people claim to be something that they are not.